The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the things that I was surprised to learn in seminary is that there were three epiphanies of the Lord. I thought there were just one. Three manifestations that revealed early on something of who Jesus is, what he came to do, and what that means for us. Last Sunday, we had the first epiphany, the visit of the Magi, at the beginning of Jesus' life. And that's the feast that actually bears the name Epiphany. Their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh revealed Jesus to be the Messianic King, gold, the eternal God, frankincense, and a mortal human being, myrrh for his burial. Well, today, the church celebrates the second epiphany on the day of Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist, when the mystery of the Blessed Trinity is revealed for the first time. The Holy Spirit descends like a dove. The Father's voice declares Jesus to be the Son with whom he is well pleased, and hence the second person of the Blessed Trinity. The third epiphany takes place at the wedding feast of Cana, which is when Jesus' public ministry begins. By changing water into wine, Jesus reveals his divine power to work miracles and the excellent quality and abundance of that wine reveals that in Jesus, the Messianic age, the age of redemption, has begun. At which point, Jesus goes forth to proclaim the kingdom of God, a kingdom of justice and holiness, which will be sealed eventually by his sacrificial death in atonement for our sins. A kingdom already present among us, but not yet anywhere near being fully realized. There remains a lot for us to do. During this month of January, we Americans have two additional commemorations which reveal something of who we are as a nation and what we are called to do as a nation. Today's celebration of the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and next Sunday's March for Life on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Both of these secular epiphanies remind us on today's Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, or for that matter, every time we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," we remember our obligation to proclaim, not only to proclaim the kingdom of God, of justice and holiness, but also to now do all in our power to build up that kingdom of God here and now. Not just to speak, but also to do. To let our light shine in today's world, which continues to be a very dark place. Dr. King will seal his struggle for human rights, like Jesus, with his own sacrificial death. And 57 million Americans killed in the womb since 1973 give eloquent witness, like those innocent babies of Bethlehem who were murdered by King Herod, to the fact that God can use even the most horrific evils to open our eyes to the truth of the dignity and the worth of the human person and of every human person. As Pope Francis writes in his most recent apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, the defense of unborn life is closely linked to the defense of each and every other human life, including, obviously, the civil rights for which Dr. King gave his life. And then Pope Francis adds, in case we missed the point, that every violation of the personal dignity of the human being cries out for vengeance to God and is an offense against the creator of the individual. One of the most inspiring parts of Dr. King's legacy was his commitment to nonviolence. His oppressors deserved vengeance. Their deeds called out to God for vengeance. But Dr. King knew that the power of courageous, sacrificial, nonviolent resistance to evil, to unmask the evil of an unjust system, will change hearts. And he knew that only the conversion of hearts could produce the more just society that he sought. The same was true, by the way, for Nelson Mandela in South Africa. He learned this from Dr. King. On this feast of the baptism of the Lord, we recall our own baptism into the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection. We emerged from that water reborn as citizens of the kingdom of God, citizens of a kingdom of justice and holiness. Inspired by Jesus our Lord, inspired by people like Dr. King, who gave, and others who have given their life for that kingdom, Jesus seeks first of all to convert our hearts and then to send us forth as agents of change today, as missionary disciples who proclaim the kingdom of God and who then work to bring it to fulfillment.